Lewis, guess what? There's this really interesting story in the news about Rachel Reeves and the possibility of new tax increases in the upcoming autumn budget.
Oh, really? I see. So what's the situation with the government's finances?
Well, it seems like the government might be facing a fiscal hole of around £20 to £30 billion in the autumn.
Wow, so what's the plan to address this?
Reeves is considering extending the freeze on tax thresholds, which would mean more people would pay higher rates of income tax and national insurance.
Right, and how does that work?
The freeze was put in place by the previous government and is set to end in April 2028. If they extend it, it could raise around £48.9 billion by 2029-30.
That's a lot of money. So, it's a stealthy way to raise revenue without directly increasing taxes.
Exactly. It's a way to lift receipts from the wider population without hitting working people with direct tax increases.
What about the wealthy? Are there any plans to target them?
Reeves has already introduced some tax changes aimed at the wealthy, like changes to capital gains tax and inheritance tax.
How much revenue are we talking about from those changes?
Estimates suggest it could raise around £5.2 billion by 2029-30. Most of the revenue would come from a small number of wealthy taxpayers.
That's interesting. What about pensions? Are they a potential target for tax changes?
Pensions are a politically sensitive area, but there are some options. For example, reimposing a lifetime limit on private pension pots or targeting the tax-free lump sum.
And what about business taxes?
Business lobbyists are on high alert for fresh taxes. While Labour has pledged not to increase corporation tax, a small increase could raise around £4 billion a year.
So, what's the overall picture here?
The government is facing a tough balancing act. They need to raise revenue without breaking their manifesto pledges.
Yeah, and with the OBR warning about the risks of relying on a small and mobile group of taxpayers, it's going to be a challenge.
Exactly, and with the public finances in such a fragile state, every decision will need to be carefully considered.
Thanks for the breakdown, Alice. It's a complex situation, but it's good to have some clarity on the options available to the government.
You're welcome, Lewis. It's definitely a story to watch as we move into the autumn budget.